Tonight, Zion Cheshvan is the yahrzeit of the tzaddik, Rev Yehuda Meir Shapiro. Meir Shapiro is known for his amazing contributions, starting the Daf Yomi cycle, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. I remember when I was much younger, hearing stories about Rev Meir Shapiro. He didn't have any direct descendants, but his sister, the Chorker of Hasidim, and the sister is the Harlig family from California, Shalom Ver Harlig, Shlita, who I spent many Shabbosim with. Say his grandfather was Mordechai Harlig. Zatzal was a very big tzaddik, was close to Meir Shapiro. The family has letters about him. Again, they're descended not from him directly, from the sister, but just. You know, if anyone's interested in, there's a fantastic biography, onlywithjoy.org, where they put a website, Simply Tzfat does the music for it. Rabbi Harlig told me the family had one taina on the film, the beginning of the video, of the movie, we'll call it. They say that Meir Shapiro had a learning disorder, and the family has no misor of that whatsoever. So they were upset that was put in. There's really, they said there's no source for that. But okay, take it with a grain of salt. But it's an amazing video. It's very inspirational. But I don't want to talk about the bio. That you can watch the movie. You can read it up online. I want to share Vort. I want to share Vort on this week's parsha. It's in the Imri Das, which is a sefer put together with thoughts from Rav Shapiro. But by way of hakdama. So the puzzle is hinei na yadati ki ishes yifat marat. Now I know Avram is talking about. So I know that you are a beautiful woman. So by way of background, before we get into the piece, there's a gemara over here in Bava Basra on the Tes Zion Amud Beis. The sugyas over there are talking about Iov. And he's what happened to him, and the back and forths. And Iov is trying to exonerate himself and say that I'm innocent of all these things. So one thing I'm going to focus on, the pasuk says, "Bris karati le'enai," I made a bris, a covenant with my eyes. This is a pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph. He says, "Uma esbonin al basula." Did I ever look at a basula? Right. So Amar Rava says, we should put dust in the mouth of Iov for saying such a thing. He didn't look at other women, right? What does that mean? So Ihu Bachri, you know, Avram, look at Avram, afilu bididei lo istakil, right? Avraham didn't even look at his own wife, right? Save the pasuk from our parsha's lech lecha, hini na yadati ke isha yifas mara'at. Right, Michlaus, this implies what's the Gemara saying? The Meikara lohavi yodala. He didn't even know how beautiful it was. He never even looked at her. I mean, Eve's saying, "I didn't look at a basula, but I, you know, who are you to talk about how what a big tzaddik you are? You're nothing compared to Abraham. Abraham didn't even look at his own wife." So, picking up on this, he doesn't quote the Gemara, but this is really what we're moving on. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, "Mefursemes kushis ha'olam al pimada amrinim b'kedushin." Because the Gemara says in Kedushin, "Daf mem aleph amid aleph." You can't get married to a woman before you see her, right? So heich kinesh Avram Avinu esara halo lo ra osa mida amar ata yadati. Now I know because I didn't see you beforehand. I never looked at you beforehand. What do you mean, you Avram? We know the Gemara in where Yuma Chavtes tells that Avram kept kol Torah kulo. Right, he even kept the Durbanans. So if the din is because of you have to look at the woman before you get married. So therefore, Avdis, how can you do that? So Shemati b'shem Harav Hakadosh of Yisrael Nerushin Zatzal to East. The Gemara in Yigila says on Yud Gimel that Esther Nisas Chain be'eni Koroya, that Esther Hamalka had a special chain in the eyes of everybody who looked at her. Hello, Esther Yirakrakos Haisa. Esther was green. She was not an attractive. She was maybe in your mind you picture something like Shrek, some sort of green ogre. Yes, it was green. She was not attractive. Elish Chut Shel Chesed Moshel Chaleha. But now she had a Chut Shel Chesed. There was a special chain that was about her. But objectively, she was not an attractive woman. It's just people found her to be attractive because Hashem did this. So comes along Meir Shapiro's Lefize Be'emes Ro Osa Avram Avinu Gamkein Meikara. You can't tell me that Avram never looked at his wife. Really, he did look at his wife originally, because that's the din. You have to look at your wife before you get married to her. The Yodash Isi of Asmar, and he saw she was attractive. He saw Sarah and saw that she was an attractive woman. Ella shesav shezeh ein betzim. He felt this wasn't really who she really was. Ella shechutz shechesed moshal chaleh. Really, yes, my wife is attractive. That's not what she really looks like. It's just that she has a special, chesed about her. A chain about her. Aval kishabol leMitzrayim. But now, when he came to Egypt, Cain haitzara chutzal chesed lios behefech. If that's really true, that the chesed made her attractive, so that same chesed should make her unattractive, because the Mitzrayim were people who were shtufei zima. They were immoral people. Shetehei yirach rakos b'pnei haznus, because these people have such immoral lifestyles, immoral behavior. So really, Esther should what? I'm sorry. Sarah should not look attractive right now. Came to Gam Mitzrayim, Yifas Marat. Now I see, even in Mitzrayim, I see that you are truly beautiful. It can't be that this isn't who you really were, Be'etzem. This is who you are. I see that. Alkein, therefore, she be'emes kach. I see that you really are truly, objectively, an attractive, beautiful woman. Lechein amr hinina yedati. Now I know, because I thought it was just you weren't, but I see that you are. Yifas marat v'lo chut shel chesed ad kan. So a beautiful idea, just to explain, the pshat in the psukim and how to reconcile this with the fact that Avraham Avinu did know who his wife was, did realize who she was, but he just had a svar as to why he thought that wasn't who she was, be'etzem. So again, this is a nice Devar Torah to share, give it over on Shabbos, l'kavod the yortzeit of the tzaddik Rav Meir Shapiro. Zechusa Yogein Aleinu.